And now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Mantra Meditation Hour on CITR 101.9 FM with your congenial host, Raghunath.
Welcome to today's show. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. My name is Raghunath and I will be here for the next hour playing various kirtan and mantra music, chanting and things of that nature. First track is going to be Prem Joshua, originally from Germany. We'll talk a little bit more about him after we play the track. It's entitled Mira, which is short for Mirabai, the great Indian female saint from a few centuries ago that wrote lots and lots of songs of love, devotion, dedication to the beloved. And this is coming from a release entitled Luminous Secrets from 2010. We'll be back after this. Hope you enjoy. You listen to Mantra, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you.
Back, you're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Last track that we heard was Merkin Dade from his release Nefez with the track Napas. The it's a release from 2007, and Nefez means roughly translates as breath. He's a gentleman that's done lots of different kind of work musically in the past 20 years. so, otherwise known as Arkin Allen, on the DJ circuit, originally from Turkey. Worked with many different musicians over the years, both classical and otherwise. And several albums in different languages, a lot of Turkish tracks, or tracks with Turkish chants and poetry in it, drawing from the Sufi tradition quite a bit in places. He plays the ney, which is a type of wind instrument, flute, and quote, "a pure universal spiritual sound evoking deep feelings, deeper than we can comprehend in just our short time on earth. The ney speaks the language of love, instantly comprehensible in the heart." Compared to which all the mosques, churches, temples built to decorate our spirituality drift away. So, just reflecting on the idea that the constructs of spiritual practice are there in order to take us to a place whereby we can connect with that loving space. And because that practice is actually reveals our nature. So some sentiments there along those lines, paraphrasing a little bit, I guess. And on the subject of love, I guess today would be Valentine's Day, would it not? February the 14th. First track was by Prem Joshua, so the name, the word, the Sanskrit word Prem, meaning love, but the type of love which comes from divine source, a connection between ourselves and divinity. And Prem Joshua, Joshua being his birth name, originally from Germany, traveling in his teens to, late teens to India, and connecting with various musicians and spiritual teachers there, and then continuing to release many albums. The track we played was entitled Mirror, and was from the release Luminous Secret, I believe. Let me just double check on that. Luminous Secrets, plural. There we go. What you actually heard sung in that piece was a poem by Mirabai, who is a great devotional poet from a few centuries ago, who lived in India. The piece was Aisi Lagi Lagan Mira Hogai Magan. And the whole thing was sung. It's like about four or five verses of translation. Longing was as if Mira had become immersed in it. She began, and this is a rough translation, just giving you a heads up on that, but it'll give you the gist. She began to sing the praises of Hari in every lane. Raised in palaces, she became a yogi and went. Queen Mira began to be called mad. And so it continues. I'll read the next verse. No one can stop, no one can check her. Mira began to sing Govinda Gopal, seated in the company of saints devoted to the colors of Mohan. Mira began to placate her beloved. So she's singing about herself in the first person and her devotional practice, chanting different names of the Supreme, such as Hari, and connecting with divinity in that way. And Mirabai wrote so much poetry, unbelievable amount. And so captured in by Prem Joshua in that piece that we play from Luminous Secrets. I am going to play a couple of public service announcements, and then we will be back with the next set of music. Hope you're doing good.
the whale, there's the whale, there's the whale, fishes blow. And the whale was in full view. Whale fish, whale fish, whale fish.
Are you a senior undergrad or graduate student wanting to supercharge your professional development and meet the right people in the ocean sciences? Then register now for Power Up, networking and training on February 27th, sponsored by Ocean Networks Canada. For more information, go to regonline.ca/powerup.onc.
All right, get ready. Here we go again.
Music, reggae music. It's tell you, I tell the whole world, you know. Telepathically and physically and mentally and spiritually, we are telling them to this music, yeah.
So you heard it here at Rocker Show 101.9 FM CITR, featuring yours truly, George Beard, keeping the reggae music alive on the west coast of Canada. It's all about roots rock, lovers rock, dancehall, reggae music on CITR Rocker Show, Sunday noon to 3 p.m. each and every Sunday. For over 25 years of doing it nice, warm, and easy. Until next time, such time, keep the faith and spread it gently. Jah bless and Jah guidance. Jah out. Bless out.
Okay, so to kick off the next set, we're going to be hearing from a gentleman named Mark Medley, and he's going to be he's from somewhere in the States. I'm not exactly sure where he's from. We'll get back to you on that. But I'm going to play a piece entitled Satnarayan Waheguru from the release Ak Aljas, which was released in just about a month ago, or less than a month ago. And basically it consists of, the album consists of various chants that would be connected to Kundalini practice, or perhaps to the Sikh tradition in a wider sense. And so the full mantra, Satnarayan Waheguru Hari Narayan Satnam, can be translated in different ways. A translation that would be common within the Kundalini practice would be seeing Satnarayan as sustainer or true sustainer. And Waheguru sometimes is defined as wisdom or indescribable wisdom. Hari Narayan. These are two names which you see in different traditions quite often. These are names for divinity, but sometimes seen as creative sustenance. Narayan also is associated with water, the element water, because of there's a whole lila or an understanding of Narayan in terms in both a personal aspect and an aspect of energy. And Satnam, again, like, it's seen as true identity, sometimes seen as true vibration or sound vibration. Nam also means name. So there's a lot of scope for movement between various traditions that are kind of originating from the Vedic viewpoint. And even within the Vedas, there's a lot of different understandings of how everything can be seen or translated. But basically everything is pointing back to connecting with Source. I currently listen to in the background the most wonderful Stephen McNamara from the States, from Ashland, I believe he's based, with Moon Magic, a very prolific gentleman who has put together a lot of really amazing music, which is great for meditation or even a mantra practice. You could use it for that and for yoga practice. So yeah, without further ado, we're going to kick off this set with Mark Medley and Satnarayan Waheguru. This is an interesting track. It starts out sort of acoustic-y and moves into this sort of dub, almost trippy reggae sort of space. It's quite nice, a bit of a journey. and some other great stuff coming up in this set too. Stay tuned, you're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Satanarayan, 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 I remember when we first met on a boat in the middle of the sea. And I remember when you first told me of that dark, dark Mother Carly. And I remember when I first came, you cooked my food for my belly and my soul. And I remember when you whispered in my ear that sound that would take me back home. How can I ever repay? How can I ever replay all of the love you gave? All of the love you gave. I got memories stacked on each other, built with all my sister brothers. You gave me that seed and now it grows like banyan trees. All by the grace of the guru, the grace of the guru, by the grace of the guru, I've made it through. The grace of the guru, the grace of the guru, by the grace of the guru, I've made it through. Yeah. Well, I remember when we first took off for the land of the gods and saints. I remember that train ride from the mountains down to the plains. And I remember taking my first bath at the place where those rivers meet. And I remember walking back on the sand just to sit at our Guru Dev's feet. How can I ever repay? How can I ever replay all of the love you? All of the love you gave. I got memories stacked on each other, built with all my sister brothers. You gave me that seed and now it grows like banyan trees. All by the grace of the guru, the grace of the guru, by the grace of the guru, I've made it through. The grace of the guru, the grace of the guru, by the grace of the guru, I've made it through. The grace of the guru, the grace of the guru, by the grace of the guru, I've made it through. The grace of the guru, the grace of the guru, by the grace of the guru, I've made it through.
They say if God and guru come before you, to which one will you? Screaming, but you came to quiet down. So I give thanks and praises through all my phases, through all my ups and downs. Even though I am falling, you can hear me calling, you can lift me from the ground.
We're back. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Last track that we heard was Todd Boston from Touched by the Sun, and the track entitled Surya, which is Surya is Sanskrit for sun, and prior to that, we heard from Sharon Gannon of Jivamukti Yoga and so many different other things that she's been involved in. She's a author, a yogi, a very well-known yogi. She's a animal rights advocate, musician, just very active in terms of trying to bring herself and others to a higher state of consciousness, collectively moving in that direction. And that was a track that was remixed by Mike D, entitled Sattvam. Sattvam meaning, on its own, the word meaning truth, or sometimes purity, or sometimes goodness. We heard also from Trevor Hall, aka Ram Priya Das, with a track entitled Grace of the Guru. And interesting how before that we heard the piece Sat Narayan Wahe Guru from Mark Medley, which we talked about a little earlier. But then there's so many different ways that you can understand the concept of a guru. And either as a person or as internal guidance, or not even necessarily a person, but any sort of external things, also internal. And there's different names for those things. And sometimes there's one term, Chaitya Guru, which comes to mind, which is means the guru within the heart. Sometimes the word guru is understood as meaning heavy. For example, one who is heavy with knowledge. Sometimes it's broken down to understand a movement from darkness to light. So different interpretations. But in that track, Trevor Hall is talking about his relationship with his physical living guru and how that relationship has helped him in his practice, in his spiritual practice. So it's a bit of a storyline there. Nice song. I'm going to play a couple of public service announcements, and then we're going to cap things off, I think, with the Maha Mantra today. I have a nice recording by a group entitled Shamananda Kirtan Mandali, and we're going to close things with that. But first, a couple of public service announcements, and then a couple of other announcements I have to make, and into that. Hope you're doing good. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
March 2nd to the 23rd, the 2013 Vancouver International Dance Festival invites you to experience the kinetic simulation of contemporary dance. Delivered to you on stages throughout Vancouver by outstanding dance artists from New Zealand, Denmark, Switzerland, Zimbabwe, Mexico, Malaysia, Korea, Montreal, and Vancouver. Information and tickets are available online at www.vidf.ca. or through our box office at 604-662-4966.
Burnley Allen Rocky Jones, born in 1941, is an internationally known political activist in the areas of human rights, race, and poverty. He rose to prominence first as a member of the Students' Union for Peace Action during the 1960s and later as a successful lawyer. Rocky has always been willing to fight for the poor and dispossessed, whether as a founding member of the Black United Front of Nova Scotia and the National Black Coalition for Canada, or helping to establish the Black Inmates Association and the Native Brotherhood of Dorchester and Spring Hill. A recipient of many awards, Jones continues to work for a society that is open to all persons, regardless of race, color, creed, or economic standing.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
So this weekend in Vancouver, Friday night, there is a Kirtan gathering entitled Give Peace a Chant that is happening at 8 p.m. at Open Door Yoga, that's 16th and Arbutus in Vancouver. And more information for that, go to givepeaceachant.org. And then on Saturday night, there will be Enchant, and that's at Unity Yoga and Tea House. That's the corner of East 10th and Commercial Drive in Vancouver. That starts at 6 p.m. by donation. And more information for that, go to Enchant Kirtan, that's kirtan.com. And what else? That's about it that I have in front of me right now. Last track will be Shamananda Kirtan Mandali, and from the release of the same name, the track entitled Govardhan, which is the name of a hill in India close to New Delhi that is associated with Krishna and Radha and their loving pastimes, which is an appropriate note to end a Valentine's Day show on, I think. Some of the people involved in this project: Ananda Shaktir as for vocals, also Ryan Nugent vocals and drum, and also produced by Ryan Nugent, and other people as well involved in the arrangement and production of this. They're from Australia, I believe, and it's a long recording. It's about 12 minutes long, but we're just going to get the first probably 6 or 7 minutes here before the end of the show. Go to mantraradio.co to connect with previous shows you can listen to. Also, you can send feedback to me through that website. It's mantraradio.co. Also, for CITR Radio in general, go to citr.ca. And we'll be back next Thursday, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for another installment of Mantra Radio. Thanks for joining me today. See you next week. Until then, take care. And namaste. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Green College Lecture Series, broadcast on CITR 101.9 FM and online at citr.ca. This podcast is sponsored by CITR. For details on upcoming lectures and other free public events,